All right, it's good to be back playing home this weekend against another divisional opponent that offensively they've you know been pretty good all year. Stafford's playing at a high level right now. I mean, they're spreading the ball around pretty good and got a good mixture with the run and the pass. Preparations this week, you know, we're locked into what we got to get done on a short week, but guys have been working hard and getting ready for this week. Questions?
George, what's the difference between Jim Bob's offense and what Lombardi was doing?
I think, you know, from what they're doing route-wise, the quarterback getting the ball out, he scrambled around, throwing the ball down the field. A little bit more formation variation than what we saw before. But looking at, you know, from the two games we played last year to where they are now, that seems to be the biggest thing is just their route tree, a little bit more of Indianapolis route tree from in the past and, you know, not as much West Coast, but sort of a mixture of both.
Protection chain, because those guys got fired after all.
Yeah, they're doing some things different protection-wise that, you know, we're working on this week that you know, helped them. And, as you know, you saw the success they had offensively, you know, towards the end of last year once they made the change and also, you know, what they were able to get accomplished here in the first couple of ball games.
You mentioned him scrambling around a little bit more.
Uh-huh.
How does it make it on a pass rush when you're not really sure where the quarterback's?
Well, the one thing we always do is, you know, we always talk about, and you guys have heard me say this, you know, they go hand in hand with the coverage and the rush. And the biggest thing is knowing what their tendency is, a quarterback, he really likes to step up. If it's not open right away, he likes to step up in the pocket. So we got to do a good job with our rush lanes. We've got to do a good job on the scrambles as far as leveraging in the coverage and those type deals.
George, I haven't gone over your game by game yet, but have you gone against a Pat Shurmur offense before in your NFL career? And can you just talk about what he might bring to the table as an offense?
I know Pat's been an offense coordinator in this league. We have played him in the past, but, you know, I be honest with you, I can't remember that. Just been so focused on Detroit this week. But I'm sure those guys will work diligently to get done what we need to get done offensively.
How big of a difference does Theo Riddick make for their offense?
It really has made a big difference. I mean, whether it's been running the ball or catching a ball out of the backfield, he's been a significant target for the quarterback in the passing game, you know, with all the routes that they run, the screens that they run, and also in the running game. I mean, he's got some juice, especially getting out on the edges and all the crack tosses and things like that they've shown thus far in the first couple of ball games.
Were there times Monday night like you felt like you kind of lost the running back in the passing game?
I think there were things that we definitely had to get corrected as far as, you know, just the leverage and the coverage and the scramble ability that, you know, he brought to the game last week, moving around in the pocket and those type deals and getting the ball out quick that, you know, we've got to get corrected and going into this ball game.
Were you surprised by the defense's performance Monday after it had been playing so well in the first six games?
Well, every week is a new challenge and, you know, every game is a different game. So we try to just focus on what we've got going on this week and do that. Last week was last week. We didn't play as well as we wanted to. No, we got plenty of things we got to get cleaned up. And that's sort of it. You know, this week is a new week and we know what we got to get prepared for going into this week. And you can't really put any time into last week worrying about what you got to get concentrate and focus on for this game.
Of course, when you look at how much their top five receivers are and the number of catches, I mean, compare the challenges to that compared to what you guys faced with all those.
Well, in the past, you knew you had to stop, you know, Johnson. There's no doubt about it. Now he's spreading the ball around a lot more. I mean, they've always had Tate, but Bolden's come in and done a good job for him. The kid from Cincinnati, Joe's kid, he's come in and done a good job for him. The back, Ebron at tight end, you know, he missed a couple of games, but he's, you know, shown up back into a number of catches here the last couple of weeks. So he's doing a good job of seeing what you're doing coverage-wise, getting the ball out and getting the ball down the field to him. So he's spreading it around a little bit more and reading the coverages and not just kind of going to one guy.
Which is more challenging for a defense, going against somebody, an offense that has a big star that you know you have to stop, or an offense where maybe they
started? I, you know, I think they're both, you know, can be successful. I think they're both very challenging because the number one thing is no matter if they have a star and we're taking him away, you've still got to cover the other guys. You know what I'm saying? So from that aspect of it, we've got to do a good job this week of he's spreading it around, reading your coverages. We've got to do a good job with leverage. We've got to do a good job of rush lanes to affect the passer and not let him scramble around and let him get down the field with their routes.
anything you can pinpoint for why sacks might be down a little bit the past couple games?
Well, last week I think the biggest thing was, you know, it was an unbalance as far as they were having success running the ball. That's the first time a team's had success really running the ball against us. And anytime you have that, that kind of is, you know, doesn't give us the privilege to be able to tee off and rush the passer because we've still got so many runs mixed in there.
On that short touchdown run that Jordan Howard had, was it Trey that was kind of out of position to keep?
Well, what ended up happening, we had an injury on the play, so we couldn't get in our normal goal line defense, and we ended up in a, you know, out of our base defense trying to line up and stop it, and we didn't get properly aligned off of it.
What happened on the 69-yard run with Curse,
J-Ron? Biggest thing was missed tackles, poor angles and missed tackles.
Not for two more?
All right, thank you.